Hey guys, so on a more positive and fun topic, I'm going to tell you guys, my fiance and I have decided to bump up our wedding a whole year. Might sound a little crazy, but I just want to do it sooner than later. So now our wedding date is going to be April 3rd of 2021. And if you're just now catching that, isn't that cool? It's 4-3-2-1. Awesome, right? I don't see any reason why he should ever forget this anniversary date. Ever. Not that he should anyway. But that's really exciting. So now going from having 2 years to plan a wedding, I am now under a year. You know, obviously this is my first time doing this, but I feel pretty confident in knowing that I'm going to throw a badass wedding, and I am going to throw a badass wedding on a badass budget. This is definitely going to be a challenge for me, but I am so up for it. And I mean, what girl doesn't dream about her wedding her entire life? And whoever told you otherwise is lying to you. Definitely call bullshit. So, my plans for this wedding is going to be message in a bottle / beachy type theme. It's going to be really laid back and just really chill, but fun. So my thoughts are I'm going to have a form-fitting, sexy, like illusion type dress, which Casey and I have discussed it before, and we're so on the same page with that. Like, he's totally hoping that that's what I come walking down the aisle in. So, we're doing like a bluish green, blue and green kind of beachy color as our color. And, the decorations are going to be really, really cool, actually. I like to think of myself as pretty creative. So, what I'm going to do is
I work at a country club, in case some of you guys don't know. And so for months, I have been collecting the empty wine bottles that we have at the club behind the bar when I'm bartending. And so I plan on filling the wine bottles with a paper that has the table number on it. And so that'll be the centerpieces. And then around the neck of the bottle will be a skeleton key, because that's totally my thing. I love skeleton keys. But here's the kicker. The skeleton key is also a party favor because it's a bottle opener. Really, really cool. I'm going to have like some shells and sand and stuff kind of like around the bottle on each table. And then when you first walk into the reception, there's going to be one table with a big wine bottle, and it's going to say something along the lines of like, you know, leave the bride and groom your, you know, advice, best wishes or whatever. And it gives a chance, instead of a guest book, it gives the chance, for all the guests to basically leave like this cute little note, roll it up and put it in the wine bottle. And then all around that big wine bottle are going to be smaller wine bottles with a little skeleton key around it and the guest's name, and it will tell them what table number they're sitting at. So I think that's really kind of cool and creative. Some of the other ideas I have are, you know, cute little signs for the ring bearer and the flower girl as they walk down the aisle. Things like, you know, daddy, here comes mommy, or, you know, things like that. Just decoration stuff. I plan on doing this entire wedding pretty much DIY. I get that wrong every time. I'm such a dummy. Anyway, yeah, I'm super excited. I think this is going to be a really fun time. here is my downside to this whole planning thing. Okay, so as you know, a lot of our family and friends are scattered all over the place, or at least for me anyway. Casey's family and friends are all in Florida. I, on the other hand, have pretty much grown up all over the damn place. So I've got friends in Jersey, Philly, Florida, and it's just going to be kind of hard to get everybody together. You know, if we were still living in Florida and I said, hey, come to our wedding, do I think people would have a more likely chance of coming to the wedding? Absolutely, because it's Florida, you know, it's like a vacation. So, yeah, that kind of worries me that we're not going to be able to get everybody together. And here's the boo-boo. We kind of also planned it the day before Easter. Yeah, in 2021, the Easter date is right after the wedding. So that might also propose a problem. But propose a problem. Ha, see how I did that? God, I'm so silly. Anyway, this is a really exciting time for me, and like I said, I'm going to be doing this on a budget, a low budget at that, too. So, aside from, you know, the food and liquor and photographer and, you know, DJ, things, you know, of that nature that we absolutely have to have because they're necessities, wedding cake, flowers, that kind of stuff. All the rest is going to be completely done by myself and whoever else wants to help me. So all the decorations, all the planning, the financing, everything. So I'm really looking forward to, with it being like wedding season coming up and everything, a lot of the bridal shops are going to start opening up again. So that will allow me to go shop for a wedding dress, which, you know, is one of the most exciting parts, I think. I mean, who wants to shop for their wedding dress and not get to try a million on first? You know, it's kind of part of the whole process. So yeah, on that note, I ordered Casey's ring, and that should be coming any day now, which I'm excited about because I'm going to go get it engraved. He knows the ring's coming. He knows what it looks like, but he is not allowed to see the engraving until the wedding. So I got to think of something real cute and sweet, sentimental. I honestly do not expect my fiance to cry at any point of this whole process. Let's face it, it's just not who he is. But I'm really hoping that if nothing else, I just get a really good reaction out of him when he sees me. I think that's what every girl dreams of. It's like the most important part of the whole wedding is that one moment where the groom sees the love of his life, his bride, for the first time in her gown, and you can't fake that expression, and I just really look forward to that. Casey's really good at hiding his feelings and his emotions, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, I am so excited, guys. I cannot wait, and I honestly think that with this being, you know, the way that it is going to be, I think this is going to actually turn out to be one of the best weddings actually ever. So, and I'm not just saying that because it's my own. but yeah. And if nothing else, maybe this will really jumpstart something in the future for me, because I really love doing like event planning and party planning and decorating. You can ask my mom. I've been doing it forever, and she's always said that it's like my thing. You know, she could always see me doing that in the future because it was just a big deal to me. So yeah. All right, guys. Well, I will holler at you later. This has been so surreal, but I am so excited to see where this all leads. Bye, guys.
Hey guys, so just a little spiel real quick, just because, you know, why not? More wedding talk. I am a little surprised at how expensive some of these vendors are for things. It's so crazy. And maybe I've just been spoiled in the sense that, like, when I lived in other states, I've always had friends that were DJs or, you know, like, people that did hair and makeup and all that kind of stuff. And so for me to be in Missouri and not have anyone here that does stuff like that, so I'm having to hire out, you know, all these different things. And God damn, is the money just racking up. So crazy. Like, $1,000 for a DJ? $1,000 for like 3 hours of my life? Holy shit. But, I mean, you only get married once, right? Well, for most of us. Some of us. Hopefully. Anyway, that was my little spiel because it's a little frustrating. All right, y'all. Talk to you later. Hey, guys. So, I thought I would share some exciting news with you. And I know some of you guys have heard me talk about my interest in wanting to do event planning and how I have gotten these certifications as not only an ordained minister, but also as a public notary. So that's also really cool. I am trying to basically get into a little bit of everything. I want to basically be able to do anything that I can as another option, as side money, or just as security. Like, I know I can pretty much do it all. But anyway, I've been talking about wanting to do this whole event planning thing for quite some time, and the talk that I have had about my wedding and all my ideas, and everybody's getting really excited, and so anyway, that led to, I have new clients, and I will be not only marrying them, but I'm also hired as their party planner. So, like I said, my foot is in the door. I am so excited because, like I said, this is just going to kickstart the start of a wonderful career. And I can honestly say it's something that I'm really going to enjoy doing. And I'm really good at. And I'm good at doing really great things with very little money. Shit, I'm actually a pro at that. So, yeah, exciting news. And now you guys can also spread the word. 8910, event specialist and ordained minister. Yep, that's me. All right, guys, until next time. Bye.